Hello everyone. So I'm going to do a quick episode on the learnings that we learned in Marrakesh and tell you all about it because it was so good and it's too much information to hold back and not share. So here we go. Guys, just really quickly before we start, I need you to join me on my free training that I'm hosting on the 3rd of March called Booked Out Beauty. It's a 3-day challenge and it's for those that want to build their businesses, want more clients, want to be more profitable. It's not to be missed. I only offer this training once a year and it doesn't cost a penny. So go to the show notes, click on the link and you can sign up and I'll be able to send you all the details in your inbox. I'll see you there.
Are you a trainer with a salon or an academy and would love to grow with government funding, but just need some help and support? Or maybe you're somebody that would like to start your own academy or even just train. Get in touch today with TMB to help you on this journey. See our link in the show notes.
Hey everyone, so I thought I would jump on and do a solo episode today about Marrakesh. Now, lots of you would have seen that we went on a business retreat and I did say in early episodes that I would come and give you guys the spill and the download of what happened in Marrakesh. So first of all, why was me in Marrakesh? When it comes to being in one of my masterminds, as a treat, I take everyone away for a retreat abroad. And I've been on retreats before, like in masterminds I've been to, and it's just insane. Like the things that we learn, the breakthroughs we have, the conversations that we can have, like it's, unless you've been on one, it's really hard to describe like what it's like, because it's just so magical. And when I was in my business retreat last year in New York, God, it seems like so long ago now, in New York, it was just incredible. I was like, I need to create this for my clients. So I did. So when we launched the mastermind in July, just gone, part of being in that mastermind was you get to have a retreat. And I've been planning this retreat for literally months, 7+ months, on where should we go, what location, what does that look like, are we going to be in a hotel, are we going to be in a villa, what learnings are we going to do there, what trips and excursions are we going to do, because we don't want it to be all work, we want it to be play too. And it come together so perfectly. I mean, I'm proud of myself. Like I was there and I was like, oh my God, this has worked. Like everyone's connecting, everyone's getting on, like there was breakthroughs. When it come to like the itinerary, there wasn't anything that I'd missed or things that I thought that I could have done better. It went really well. So I'll give myself that. I'm pretty good at hosting retreats. I'm like, can we do one of these every single month? Like how good would that be? But it's just cemented the fact that in my masterminds moving forward, there will definitely be a retreat. So we hired this villa, and because everyone decided they wanted to stay together, where originally we was meant to be staying separately and everyone just comes and sees me on the days for their learning and the other things that were booked in. But everyone wanted to stay together. So we changed the plans and we got this big villa instead. And it was like Love Island. I get it now. Like, do any of you watch Love Island? And you know when they get all emotional when someone leaves the villa and you think, you've only known each other for a few days. Like, what do you want? Why are you crying? I wasn't crying. But when we left the villa, it was a very emotional time. It was like, none of us really want to go. Like, I can't believe we're leaving our friends that we've made. It was really funny. And one of the girls that was with us, Emma Jane, her flight was a lot later than the rest of ours. So she stayed in the villa. So she stayed and we were waving bye. And it literally was like Love Island. I was like, this is so funny. But anyway, I digress. The retreat was amazing. So some of this group had met each other before, some of the group hadn't, but if they had met each other before, it was literally once on an in-person day I'd done in the UK. Everyone blended like perfectly. And I do think that's a lot of the time down to who we are as people, but I've individually picked like who was suitable for the mastermind or to come on to the retreat. So people can blend, because as you can imagine, like there would be nothing worse than being away in a foreign country somewhere and not getting on with the people that you were with. I mean, how awful would that be? So everyone is cherry picked to come into the mastermind if they're suitable or not. And if they're not suitable for the mastermind, there'll be other packages I offer that they can go into. But the mastermind's like my highest level of what I offer. So everyone blended perfectly and got on like so well. But what the most amazing thing is about a retreat is the connections that are made. So obviously they've come on board to have my learnings and my teachings and grow their business. But business is extremely lonely, regardless if you have a mentor, coach or not. And very often we can't speak to our family and friends about business as much as we would like. Maybe they don't get it. Maybe they try and protect you from progressing in business because obviously that fear of you getting hurt. There's lots of reasons why we can't really talk how we want to talk to family and friends, or just generally they just don't get it, right? We're built a different way for sure. So to be around people for four days in total, and being able to talk openly about business, knowing that there's no judgment, generally helping each other was incredible to see. And the friendships that were formed during this, and I heard many times over the retreat, like, these are literally friends for life. Like, people build that strong of a connection. It was just beautiful. So the first day there, we done learning. So every morning we done learning till around 2 o'clock. We done goal setting, we done strategy, we done lots of stuff, which I won't go into because obviously that's private. But then after that, we would do something fun. So the first day we done that in the morning, and then we had them free time to like do sunbathing and chill around the pool, which is really nice. Just everyone like fit in their setting. And then we went for a really, really nice dinner where there's like belly dancers, and that was all really fun. So we done that, and it got really people, you know, connecting again more when they're out having a social. Then the second day we also done more learning, and then we went out into Marrakesh and saw the sites. So we had like a tour guide, and he took us to like all the markets. Then we saw like the mosque, and there were some really beautiful buildings. A selection of us went to a rooftop dinner, and that was really nice. With some others wanted to go back to the villa and have a dinner there. So we had like a free night too. So that was so good. And the third day we went to like the most amazing spa, and I got everyone massages. And it was really interesting because most of us are, well, all of us are in the beauty, hair or aesthetic space. So we know what a massage should be and that service. So it was really interesting, like everyone having their massages and then coming back with what feedback they had during that massage, whether it was like good or bad, or things that they could implement into their businesses. So that was a really nice treat. So we loads and loads and loads went down. I won't go into all of it, but it was just incredible. But there was also so much learning. And I think, it's not even that I think, I know that it doesn't matter how long you've been in business, or even me regardless, like 16 years this week I was in business. I don't know, no wonder I'm gray. 16 years in business, I'm still myself surrounded by all these wonderful human beings that are also in business, and I'm helping them progress into whatever type of business it is that they want to grow. But that I also learned so much of them, like so much I learned of those. And my manager was out there with me, my social media and marketing assistant was out there with me, and they learned loads. Everyone was bouncing off each other. And what the beauty of it was, is there was no competition. So we've fully opened up. I would love to introduce you to Flawless Beauty Accounting, which is owned by Ariella, who specializes in providing exceptional accountancy and bookkeeping services tailored to the beauty, hair, and aesthetic industry. Her modern and personalized approach sets her aside from them traditional accountancy firms. Her mission is to help beauty business owners navigate through that crazy world of tax and business finances. Ariella has helped her clients save over £1 million since she established Flawless Beauty Accounting back in 2020. To contact Flawless Beauty Accounting, you can click on the links in the show notes, and Ariella is giving a huge 50% off your first month. People let us in knowing things going on in their business that are confidential. There was breakthroughs, there was tears, there was ideas being thrown around. Lots of the girls wanted to get more into facials, and that there's salons there that were, you know, really specialized in this area. So we're really generally helping them. Retail. We talked loads about retail and what do you sell in your businesses and where do we get that from? And it can be very secretive at times, industry as a whole, who manufacturers are and who our suppliers are, who's best to go to and all of that stuff. It can be very, very secretive. We kind of want to protect what we've built. But in this mastermind and on this retreat, there is none of that. Like, everyone's like, go to this supplier. This is where we get this done. This is where we get that done. And since we've been coming back, even us included as a salon, like, there's things that we brought in yesterday and we've implemented it into the business already, and we learned that from Marrakesh. And that's even me as a host, right? So let's just say, for example, the sleep eye masks, Louise, one of the salon owners, she has those in the salon. She said they fly out, and I was like, that's such a good idea. She uses them within her massages in her business, and then she also retails them. So she's told us this openly and, you know, what her strategy is behind that, and we've implemented that too. So these eye masks arrived yesterday and we are selling them. It's less than £4. Like, they're really affordable, but we're upselling them on treatments. So those that had massages yesterday, and mostly guarantee the people that are having massages today in salon, they're all having a heated eye mask too. It helps them relax, you know, it's calming. It helps with fine lines, like all the benefits. And all the clients are adding them on. I then popped that on social media, and we've already had people come in today just to purchase the eye mask, which is added money, right? Added money into things that we was already doing. Services that are upskilled and upsold, where we're adding the product on, but it's not taking any more time. And then people that are just walking in off the street to buy product, which is income that we hadn't accounted for, that was going to come in that day. So the learnings that everyone learned, like, it's not even just retail, like, there's so much. But I'm also very mindful that things that happen in Marrakesh stay in Marrakesh, so I'm not going to go into everything. But I just want you guys to know, like, the beauty of being around those that generally care for each other and are on that same mindset and growth journey. It's so, so important. The connections, being vulnerable, it's really good. So if you guys do ever have an opportunity to go on a retreat, like, I definitely would recommend it, because I don't think I'm actually going to be able to do a retreat a month, but wouldn't that be a dream? I am thinking about adding one in just for anyone that's not necessarily on the mastermind, but if they are the right fit to come on a retreat and all kind of similar. Maybe you're doing one like October time. Put it out there now, haven't I? Maybe I should. I'm tempted. If anyone's listening to this and being like, I would love to go on a retreat, but I'm not yet ready for a mastermind, then let me know and I'll see what I can do. But otherwise, definitely those that are coming into the mastermind this year will be going on a retreat in January with me next year, which is all exciting. But to end this podcast, because otherwise I'm going to yak on, just remember that we have businesses for a reason. We have businesses to make more money most of the time, to have a freedom, to have a certain lifestyle we want, to work around our children and our family, any personal situations you have going on. We create businesses for a reason. And it's really important to always remember that. So you need to have fun while you're learning, while you're investing, while you're building this business. You have to still have fun while you're doing that. Otherwise, what is the point in having a business? So I want to leave you on that note, because just remember, while we're building and it's all can be very stressful and time consuming, we still need to make sure we're having fun and reaping the benefits of the business. Otherwise, you'll just start resenting the business, and that's definitely not what we want. And I can hand on heart say that the 15 people that were on the retreat last week had so much fun and come away with so much learning to implement into their business, but also didn't have like a massive long to-do list because lots of the things we physically actioned at the retreat. So you went away with already a plan rather than feeling completely overwhelmed. So I'm really, really proud of that fact. So those of you that are listening that joined the retreat, thank you very much. You're absolutely a pleasure to host for. And if you're thinking, oh, I really want to go on the next one, then drop me a DM on Instagram, which is KG_KatieGodfrey. Just put retreat or mastermind and I can send you the next details of that, because the waitlist will soon be opening for the next mastermind. And there is only 20 spaces in the next one. That is it. 20 maximum businesses that can apply for the mastermind and be part of that. But more details of that will come soon. Any questions you want me to answer during the next podcast episodes, please also drop me a message. I love to hear what you want to hear from me. What do you want me to teach on? What do you want me to guide you on? What do you want me to tell you more information on? I want to be focused here for you guys listening, because I'm so grateful for every single one of you that are listening. So drop me a message on what you want me to talk on, any subjects you want me to cover, and I will make sure that happens for you. Anyway, have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. I want to give a shout out to Sky Premium Life products. Now, you will know from last year that I was testing all of their supplements and I absolutely love them. They were a sponsor on this podcast last year and they also are this year. I have tried all of their supplements, from collagen to their hair tablets to they've got focus tablets, anything that you need help on with your body system functioning, whatever that is, they have help. And I just love them all. I would highly, highly recommend them. We also started selling it within our business, making extra money in the salon with retailing the products. And because they're extremely reasonably priced, clients are loving them. Lots of my clients were also using them and they're selling them in their businesses too. So if you want to grab a discount, you get 15% off their products. The link is in the show notes. If you want to sell it within your business, reach out and I'll tell you exactly how to do that. Or you can just message them directly. But I highly, highly recommend you take these for your own well-being. And I also recommend if you have a business that you're selling it within that too.